Right, it's just coming up to 12:19 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now I'm joined in the studio by Patrick Barra Muthara.
You got it right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I got it right. Yes. Thank you. Who is here to talk about fair trade? He's actually a tea producer all the way over from Kenya. So thanks very much for coming in to see us here at
Thank you, Phoenix FM. Thank you so
much. We've got the fair trade fortnight in Brentwood at the moment. So how long have you been over in the UK so far?
Today I'm 1 week old.
Yeah.
I got here on Wednesday last week.
And have you been to the UK? Have you been here before?
Never. Anyway, out of Kenya. It's my first time.
Wow. What have you liked most?
No, UK and Kenya are very close.
Yeah.
We have very good relations. So it was like I've been reading about it and now I got to experience it. So I'm quite pretty much at home.
And have you gone to London? Have you seen any of the sites and stuff?
Yeah. I went to Parliament yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to see the Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square, all those sites. And James Bridge was the ending. I loved it.
Excellent. Yeah. Have you been to any of our coast? Are you going to get to the coast at all?
Yeah. I'll be in Suffolk next week.
Yep.
And I'll get to see much of the coastal area and the countryside.
The way I make it sound like it's the Bahamas. It's not, but it's it's what we have to do. It's all right when it's sunny. What about the weather? Has that been
the weather? It's cold.
Yes.
I'll say it's cold.
Yeah.
But I expected that.
Yeah.
So it's part of the experience. Yeah, I came through Nairobi to Shipo and then to City Airport, London.
Yeah.
It was like 11 hours, I think.
Yeah.
The total journey, because I got out of there at 10 and I was here at 7:30.
So you are actually a tea producer. Now, I love my tea.
Where I come from, my factory is in Mechemekuru. Mechemekuru Tea Factory. That is the eastern side of Mount Kenya, and we are 40 kilometers north of the equator. So Nyambene Ridges is part of the Mount Kenya catchment area. So we are on a highland, and the tea is the first thing I saw when I met it in the land.
Yeah.
So it's part of our culture. It's part of the crop that we grow. So I got to experience tea at a very early age. So as a farmer, I've been doing it for like 24 years, my own farm now.
Yeah.
But I've been involved in tea because I work for Mechemekuru Tea Company.
Yeah.
So I'm a worker advising farmers on how to grow and harvest tea and take care of it. It's like an extension officer. You tell people what to do.
Yeah. Is tea quite difficult to grow, or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tea business is a hand thing. The tea business, being a tea farmer, is a hand life. Because to get that tea to grow, to get to your cup, it takes like 5 years for the full formation of the bush.
Yeah.
From the nursery to the transplanting to harvesting to getting it really good.
Yeah.
It takes like 5 years.
Wow.
So it's a long process that involves a lot of time. And you have to be dedicated to do it right.
Do you have to have do you get enough rain over there for the crops, or do you have to have irrigation? How does that work?
Yeah, Mechemekuru we are at around 1,800 meters above sea level.
Yeah.
So that's pretty high. So the weather is cold and there's a lot of sunshine. Sometimes it rains, and the rain is good for tea. So you combine the sunshine and the rain, you have enough water to grow the shoots that are plucked.
And is it all the same crop, or is it different varieties of tea that you do?
Essentially, it's Kenya. We grow Camellia sinensis. That is the type of tea that we grow. So you might have other varieties of the same.
Yeah.
That is the tea that does very well on a certain period of the year. Another variety does very well when it is dry. Another variety might do very well when it is cold. So it's like clones.
Yeah.
But they are all planted and you mix them. But essentially it is the same thing.
Yeah.
So now they are coming up with the green tea, this purple tea, but it is the same tea.
Yeah.
It's only the flavors. Yeah, that's different, but it is basically the same tea.
And how many people do you have working with you?
The company, the farmers of Mechemekuru, we are 10,000 and the number is growing.
Wow.
So to get fair trade certification, you want to go through every farmer.
Yeah.
Every farmer, you teach them until you got fair trade certified. The workers are like, we have like 400 workers who block the estate. Because in our situation, it's a funny situation where the workers bought Mechemekoro Tea Company, when it was Nyambene Tea Company, we harnessed it. So the farmers got together and bought the company off from Eastern Produce.
Yep.
So the farmers in Mechemekoro owned the estate and the factory.
Excellent.
So the estate has employed about 400 workers who pluck tea, and we have like 300 who are involved in the business of making tea in the factory.
Yep.
The mechanics, the drivers, the people who sort it, the packing people, we are all mixed up. So it's an enterprise that encompasses everybody.
Now, we over in the UK, we go to the supermarket and we might see there's loads of different teas or coffees that can be all different types of produce, and we see fair trade. And you actually come from, you know, that makes a difference to your communities. Tell people why, when they go to the shops and they pick up their coffee or their tea, what difference does it make to your lives, or what difference has it made to the lives of people over in Kenya by people in the UK buying fair trade products?
I was wondering when you are going to get to that, Michelle. That is actually the most beautiful thing that has happened to us in Mechemekoro. Mm. When you got fair trade certified in 2007, there are standards that we are to meet, and the farmers are to agree without being forced because of the benefits. So we produce like 24 million kgs, between 20 to 24 million kgs of green tea, which works out to around 5 million kgs of black tea. When I say kgs, it's kilograms. Eh?
Yep.
So that one, the entire, our process from farm to the factory to the port is fair trade certified. So we can sell the 5 million kgs on fair trade terms. But what happens when we got certified with Fairtrade? We get the chance to sell some of our tea, depending on the demand here in UK. And I want to emphasize the one demand. We can sell 100% on Fairtrade terms. And what the Fairtrade term means for the farmers in Mechemekoro is the premium that comes with it.
Yeah.
The premium is the bonus that the buyer earns on top of the conversion price. When it is sold at the auction with other teas, the buyer will say, because you have done such a lovely job, you have taken care of this tea, you are not using pesticides, you are not using child labor, you are ethical in your practices, you treat your workers well, I want this premium.
Yeah.
So if he buys like 2%, because that is what our outlet here is Cafe Direct, and we would want more, they might take like 2%. You earn a premium on that. So if it was going like $4, you earned half a dollar to that price.
Yeah.
So that premium is taken back to the community, and we have elected a committee to take care of that. It does not go to the company. It goes to a board that is elected by workers. And I'm a member of the premium committee.
And what happens with that additional money? Where does it go?
What we do with that additional money, we sit down as a board and ask the community. We tell them, we got like £10,000, and this is the money that we have. What do you want us to do? We receive proposals from the public.
Yeah.
That activity is carried out by extension people like me and the management of the factory and other elected members of the committee. Farmers will say what is really dear to them.
Yeah.
They will identify a project and say, with this premium now, do this. So we identify an education.
Yep.
And we built classrooms. We built one classroom for Mechemekoro Primary Secondary School, where the situation before Fairtrain came in, there were 45 students to a class.
Yep.
So the teacher could barely move, and he could not mark all the books. So some of them were mark timing in class, pretending to read, because the teacher will never get to see them at the back.
Yeah.
And that situation, to rectify it, we constructed a classroom. And the most fantastic thing that happened is that when we were doing that, the government realized the fair trade is working here. And we unlocked, the premiums unlocked the resources that the government had, and they constructed another class. So with the premiums, we were able to pull another class from the government, and the situation is normalized.
Yeah.
They are now like 30 to a class, and that is very good and manageable. So education, in my case, is has been something that is very dear. I can tell you about the kins that we sponsored with the premiums.
Yep.
We identified kins from around the catchment, because Mechemekuru has six areas. So each area was to produce the best, the brightest, and from a very needy family, somebody who had no chance to go to secondary if the premium was not there.
Yeah.
So we have seen about 46 of these kids through secondary school.
Yeah.
8 of them now are in university. And that is brilliant. There are people have been transformed. The families had no way of how they could have taken them away to secondary school, to university. They got the chance to be equal with other people in the world because of fair trade premiums.
Yeah.
We have gone ahead and constructed a maternity hospital. That is very dear to us because the nearest hospital in Mechemekuru is like 26 to 30 kilometers. If you get a matatu, that will get you there in time.
Yeah.
And you know, matatus in Kenya, they leave only when it is full. And you can imagine now my wife going for a maternity to bring my next daughter or my sister being in that situation, and she has to wait to get to hospital. And then the facilities are not reliable. The public facilities are not reliable.
Yeah.
The private ones are too expensive for a tea farmer to afford. So we address that gap by putting up a Mechemekuru health facility, maternity hospital.
Yeah.
It will treat other illnesses, but mainly our main focus is to lower the child mortality.
Yeah.
And in give the mothers a better chance at a proper health facility. The government has stepped in and saying, well, get it done, we employ doctors and we put drugs in it.
Yeah.
So that facility is now, the premiums have opened, have unlocked resources from the government, but they are waiting for it to be completed. But because of the demand in UK, our tea that is sold under fair trade terms is not sufficient to complete the project in time.
Yeah.
And as we celebrate fair trade fortnight, I feel I must tell the UK public, the good people of Essex, that really, when you buy fair trade, you positively change a life of a farmer and you give him a better chance at life.
Yep.
You change his life completely. You actually, it's like you are in his village. You are assisting him to do the business that he does in an ethical manner, and he feels it has helped him positively. So what I would really urge people, when they go and see the fair trade label, that pound in their pocket, spend it on fair trade.
Yeah.
You touch somebody's life. You have the freedom of choice. You can choose other brands. And let me tell you, it is not expensive. Our tea is not expensive. If you were to go at the cost it takes, the amount of time a farmer has to spend on the farm, the inputs that are required, the chain, the value chain before it gets to your cup, everybody else has got his profit, but the farmer gets the leftover.
Yeah.
So when you buy under fair trade, you are giving a farmer a better chance. You cut away all that and say, everybody else has earned his profit. Well, I have a pound for the farmer from a UK consumer. That will come directly and do programs that are basically what the farmer would have wanted to do if he had the resources. Tea earns very little.
Yeah.
But it's hand work. But tea is a good drink.
Yes.
You love it, yeah, and we do.
we do. We do in the UK. And as you were listening out there in Brentwood and listening to Patrick, it does make a difference. So wherever you're shopping, if you see fair trade, and even if you've got your brands that you like, buy a box of fair trade, try it. Because we sometimes get stuck in a thing of we only buy one product. People do get in that way, that they only buy one brand. because they don't. Sometimes people don't like change, but it does make. We're not just saying about changing brands. You're actually making a difference to the lives in people over in Kenya that grow the tea. As you said, you've got the hospitals, you've got the schools,
yes.
And it makes. And also people going to university, yeah. And it makes a huge amount of difference just by changing a brand or picking up an additional box of tea. Get your regular tea. Get another box of tea. Yeah.
You see, it's a conscience choice that instead of the charity that you give and it is spent the way it is spent,
yep.
Why don't you support my business as a tea farmer?
Yeah.
By that premium, I'll do it better. And maybe you, the boatloads of people who are coming here because of trouble at home, at their homes, you address the problems there.
Yeah.
People will not have to run away from their situation. It will get better.
Yeah.
It will be supported by the business that they do will earn them a living.
Yeah.
And they will, if, like education now, there's an Ngao called Caro. Her mother is a plaka. She had no chance if it were not for Fairtrade. She told me after this, because Fairtrade has changed my life, after she's doing nutritional science in Kenya University, she also intends to sponsor somebody.
Yeah.
So it's a cultural change.
Yeah.
Why you do something good for us, and then others who benefit will also return a favor to others. So it will form a chain that will change the world and make it a better place to live in.
Mm.
So when you see that label, the Fairtrade label, don't think about the cost. Think about that farmer who got it at your table.
Yeah.
That pound you have, the power of choice for a UK consumer, will help the farmer in Michimikuru improve his life and take care of the environment, because the environment is another concern.
Yes, yeah.
We have a big issue with the environment. When you hear about El Nino and La Nina, you might not understand it is affecting us. The weather at Michimikuru is not the weather I was born at. It used to rain regularly, almost every afternoon.
Yeah.
Sometimes you took your washing from the morning up to 2 o'clock, you take it back because it will rain.
Mm.
There was no dust, because the soil was wet and
yeah.
Tea was doing well. So lately, I've noticed that even the winds are getting stronger.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sunshine. And when it rains massively.
Mm.
You can have a whole month's rain in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's just water.
Mm.
And it destroys the infrastructure. It goes away with the power lines. It destroys roads. It moves away the topsoil and the crops are not doing very well. So the area under tea is like shrinking,
yeah.
Coming towards the top of the mountain, the hills, Nyambene Hills. It's coming closer and closer. And this is not acceptable, because you find a farmer will tell you, 10 years ago, in my 2-acre piece of land, I used to pluck 10,000 kilos. But that section down there does not produce anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But this here produces like 2,000. You ask him, where has it gone? He'll tell you the weather has changed.
Mm.
So it is noticeable. So we are addressing the effects of weather,
yep.
The climate change, and that was through the training we had by Fairtrade. Fairtrade came in, we identified the needs, and the people are planting trees, because we realized trees and trees and trees will regulate the climate.
Yep.
They will cool down, slow down the winds, and they will walk the water. On the hilly signs, you plant the trees, we aren't cut them for firewood.
Mm.
Nobody can, because you never knew if it would affect you. But when we planted trees, you walk the water to the river. Why it used to run and go away with everything, you walk it to the river. And where the wind was coming and going away with all the moisture, you slow it down. And the shading effect on the plantations of tea, the farms, has returned the climate to where it was, noticeably.
Yeah.
We are still going on with it. We won't get there, but we need help.
Yeah.
That's when you buy Fairtrade, it goes to support those programs. We have also diversified our production. Farmers, through the trainings, have been taught to say, you cannot.
That's all right, Patrick, carry on.
Farmers through diversifications have been trained, and we say, no, you cannot rely on tea alone.
Mm.
It will not earn you enough. So what we have done, we have gone to the diversification programs. Farmers are taught on how to grow their own crops, besides tea, because you need to supplement. If you rely on tea alone, I told you it does not turn enough. Mm. So your family is going to go hungry. You will not take some of the children to school. You maybe have to pick a boy to go to school and engao to stay on the farm.
Yeah.
Because you get married off. That is not good for the community, because you educate engao, you educate the whole community. And we are realizing that. So through diversification programs, families are now supported with financial literacy and education. Yeah. They know what choices to make. They buy farms, they save, buy farms, grow their own crops. On the plots where around their houses, they do some kitchen gardens and grow their breakfast.
Mm.
They grow their milk,
yeah,
and they eat their own eggs. So that has also changed, has kept the money from tea in the farmers' pockets, yeah, to do other things that are dear to them.
Yeah.
So this is all the effect of fair trade. And as we celebrate the fair trade fortnight, look at that picture.
Yeah.
What the UK public has done to farmers in Michimikoro. If it could only get better, if we could sell like 10% of our tea under fair trade terms, every home would have electricity, every home would have running water, we would do better roads, and we would build better schools for our children.
Now, we have to say hello to your family, because when you'll be able to play this back, you'll be able to say hello to your family.
Oh, yes.
So give them a mention before you forget.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you will be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
yeah.
I will really be in trouble. My wife, Lindia, mm-hmm, she'll say, how you go on air for 10 minutes and you don't remember I'm around? So my wife is called Lindia Ratanya,
yep,
Mchekei. And Ratanya is her father's name. She has not taken mine yet. We are working on that.
Right.
My daughter is Megan Kendi.
Mm-hmm.
She is in Amedo Primary School, and she's in Standard 6. Melissa Kadure, my young daughter, is 6 years old. Megan essentially is 10 years.
Yep.
Melissa is 6 years. She is at St. Peter's Academy, and she's in Standard 3 and doing well.
Yeah.
Barack, yeah, you know Barack. Barack Munene, he's named after Obama, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's now 3 years old and going to preschool in the same kindergarten, St. Peter's, yeah, at Michimikoro.
Yeah.
So they are there, and I would like to tell them I love them very much. They are dear to me, especially my wife, because we discussed this. Joe invited me back in around August, and we have been discussing this, and she let me come.
Hmm.
It's not, and she knows I'll go back.
Yeah.
Yep. And I especially at this juncture, I would like to thank the chairman of our premium committee, Captain retired Andrew Kobia Edhuru. He's the chairman of the premium committee,
hmm,
and he's a member of Michimikoro board, and the other members that we sit in that board together. And mostly my manager, my boss, Mr. Simon Katangi. Simon really made it possible, together with Anne Chelega, the accountant, and Kimathi, the chief clerk, and Faith, the secretary. They were getting all these communications as they come. Phones going to come at odd hours, and that team really made my tour to UK to celebrate the Fairtrade fortnight a success.
Yeah.
So special thanks to them all.
Yep.
And all the farmers and workers of Michimikoro and the entire community in Tigania East, where tea is grown.
Yeah.
I thank you all. And everybody I might have forgotten to mention, there are so many people. A tour like this to the UK involves a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I can go like 1 hour mentioning all of them, and I'm sure I'll leave some. So I'll leave it at that,
yep,
and tell them thank you so much for your support. Thank you for following us on Twitter and on the WhatsApp group, Michi at Fairtrade in UK. And I'll strive to tell the UK public the truth of our situation and to ask them to support us more, the
yep,
power of that pound in their pocket.
So don't forget, as Patrick said, next time you go to the shops and you want to get some tea or any other products, there are fair trade products there, and they make a huge amount of difference to the lives of to Patrick and his family and his friends and his co-workers. Thank you. It's been fantastic chatting to you. Where are you off to now? Where are you going now?
Well, it's...
I'm so nosy. I like to know everything.
Yeah, I'm going to... Jos Science School, that is Benjamin.
Yep.
I'll be talking to the kids there.
Yeah.
And is there another?
Awesome.
After that, now, my fans at home, my friends, I want to tell you today, I'll be attending the Arsenal versus Swansea game at Emirates Stadium.
Oh, right.
So keep on your screens. You are possibly going to see me there. And you know I won't be in the field. So I'll tell true stories and the songs and the dance.
Excellent. I hope you have a fantastic time. Thanks very much to Patrick. And as I said before, if you do go out and do your shopping, as Patrick has said, all those fantastic things and a difference that your money can make if you buy fair trade. So if you're shopping this weekend or anytime, pick up some fair trade goods.
Please.
Lovely.
Please do.
Thanks very much, Patrick. Yeah. Lovely to meet you. Thank you. And
thank
I hope
you
your
so
football
much,
goes well. I hope what team are you supporting, by the way?
Arsenal, the Gunners. I hope they don't win when I'm here.
Oh, dear.
Guys, right. They will kill me.
Right, 12:45. Let's do some ads, and I'll be back with some music after this.
Phoenix FM.